7. The Beauty of Pisa in the Afternoon. On each side of a bright river he saw rise a line of brighter palaces, arched and pillared, and inlaid with deep red porphyry and with serpentine. Along the quays before their gates were riding troops of knights, noble in face and form, dazzling in crest and shield, horse and man one labyrinth of quaint color and gleaming light, the purple and silver and scarlet fringes flowing over the strong limbs in clashing mail, like sea waves over rocks at sunset. Opening on each side from the river were gardens, courts, and cloisters, long successions of white pillars among wreaths of vine, leaping of fountains through buds of pomegranate and orange, and still along the garden paths, and under and through the crimson of the pomegranate shadows, moving slowly, groups of the fairest women that Italy ever saw, fairest because purest and thoughtfulest, trained in all high knowledge, as in all courteous art, in dance, in song, in sweet wit, in lofty learning, in loftier courage, in loftiest love, able alike to cheer, to enchant, or save the souls of men. Above all this scenery of perfect human life rose dome and bell tower, burning with white alabaster and gold. Beyond dome and bell tower the slopes of mighty hills, hoary with olive, far in the north, above a purple sea of peaks of solemn Apennine, the clear, sharp-cloven Carrara mountains sent up their steadfast flames of marble summit into amber sky, the great sea itself, scorching with expanse of light, stretching from their feet to the Gorgonian Isles, and over all these, ever present, near or far, seen through the leaves of vine, or imaged with all its march of clouds in the Arno stream, or set with its depth of blue close against the golden hair and burning cheek of lady and knight, that untroubled and sacred sky, which was to all men in those days of innocent faith, indeed the unquestioned abode of spirits, as the earth was of men, and which opened straight through its gates of cloud and veils of dew into the awfulness of the eternal world, a heaven in which every cloud that passed was literally the chariot of an angel, and every ray of its evening and morning streamed from the throne of God. By John Ruskin.
听力课堂, 听class.com